KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 70 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast calling for a heat advisory in effect for all but the far west and southwest counties in our listing area, and that heat advisory is in effect until 7 p.m. It'll be sunny and hot today with a high near 99 and a heat index around 104. In the news, Atlantic Police Tuesday arrested 34-year-old Kevin Allen Jensen of Atlantic. Jensen was taken into custody on a Red Oak Police Department warrant for felony prohibited acts. Jensen was transported from Atlantic to the Montgomery County Jail by Red Oak Police. He was being held in their jail on $10,000 cash bond. News time is 7:07.
Everywhere you look, you'll find a lot of used combines for sale. The abundance of used combines definitely makes this a buyer's market. And our job is to make sure you consider buying at Lindeman Tractor. This is Chris. Right now, we also have more machines on hand than we want. And with the combination of our selection of nice, late model New Holland combines and our desire to move them, you'll be surprised how little it takes for you to move up to a newer model, a bigger machine, or both. And at Lindeman's, you're working with a local, family-owned business, and you can deal directly with the top decision maker. Currently, we have four New Holland CR9070s, three CR9060s, and two 9040s. If you're looking for something not quite so new, come check out the three CR960s. You'll also find a number of TRs on the lot. These machines are local trades, and we know their history. And besides that, we're ready to deal. And don't forget, we've also taken the steps to get you the best financing terms. So call today, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
Atlantic Fire and Atlantic Police responded to a report of a smoke in the hallway at the Walnut Hill Terrace Apartments at 1310 East 10th Street Tuesday afternoon. Officers with the Atlantic PD were first on the scene and confirmed there was smoke in the hallway, but it was the result of food burning in a cooking utensil and there was no actual fire. The call came in around 4:22 p.m. The hallway was ventilated and fire units returned to the station less than 10 minutes later. There were no injuries. The Harlan Police Department Tuesday issued a report on recent arrests and incidents. Officials say on Tuesday, 35-year-old Jeremy Lloyd Smith of Defiance was arrested after officers responded to a report of an erratic driver on Highway 59. Smith was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. On Sunday, 21-year-old Micah Finken of Harlan was arrested for driving under suspension following a traffic stop. Finken was cited for the offense and released. Last Saturday, 31-year-old Larry Clemens of Manila was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. Clemens was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. That same day, 23-year-old Brooke Scheffler and 33-year-old Faith Peterson, both of Harlan, were arrested when officers observed them involved in an altercation in the 700 block of Court Street. Both were taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with disorderly conduct. Three people were arrested in Harlan Friday after police investigated a suspicious vehicle and driver. 28-year-old Christopher Terwilliger of Manila was charged with driving under suspension, possession of drug paraphernalia, trespass, child endangerment, prohibited acts, and possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. 24-year-old Danielle Moore of Manila was charged with permitting an unauthorized person to drive, possession of drug paraphernalia, child endangerment, prohibited acts, and aiding and abetting. And 47-year-old Michelle Farrow of Harlan was charged with disorderly conduct and interference with official acts. All three were transported to the Shelby County Jail. On Wednesday, August 21st, officers with the Harlan PD say they were called to a disturbance at the West Side Lounge. And following an investigation, 40-year-old Tyler Parkhurst of Harlan and 22-year-old Mark Rothenberger of Wausau, Wisconsin were both taken into custody. Parkhurst was charged with assault causing bodily injury, disorderly conduct, and interference with official acts. Rothenberger was charged with assault with bodily injury and disorderly conduct. That same day, Deborah and John Peck of Harlan reported to police that their red 2003 scooter was missing from their residence in the 500 block of Broadway. Police say there are no suspects, and that case remains under investigation. One person was injured when a vehicle hit a pedestrian Monday in Harlan. The HPD said the accident happened in the Hy-Vee parking lot. Officials say Paul Fredrickson of Walnut was backing out of a parking spot when he struck Kaomi Sorensen of Harlan, who was walking behind the truck at the time. Sorensen was transported to Murtu Medical Center by Fredrickson. She was treated for minor injuries and released. And on Tuesday morning, officers with the Red Oak Police were called to the scene of a two-vehicle accident at the intersection of North 5th Street and East Kubaw Street. Upon arrival, the officers investigated and determined 39-year-old Tanya Danick of Red Oak had been traveling east on Coolbaugh, while 86-year-old Mary Rhodes of Red Oak was traveling north on Fifth. Rhodes stopped her car at the stop sign and then proceeded into the intersection without yielding to Danick's Chrysler, which then struck the left rear quarter panel of Rhodes' vehicle. Damage estimated to Rhodes' vehicle was $900, while Danick's vehicle sustained $800 damage. There were no injuries reported. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Tuesday of 28-year-old Joshua Cooney of Villisca. He was taken into custody at around 9:30 a.m. on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of controlled substance. Cooney was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. A bail forfeiture hearing was slated for September 9th. News time is 7:12.
Everywhere you look, you'll find a lot of used combines for sale. The abundance of used combines definitely makes this a buyer's market. And our job is to make sure you consider buying at Lindeman Tractor. This is Chris. Right now, we also have more machines on hand than we want. And with the combination of our selection of nice, late model New Holland combines and our desire to move them, you'll be surprised how little it takes for you to move up to a newer model, a bigger machine, or both. And at Lindeman's, you're working with a local, family-owned business, and you can deal directly with the top decision maker. Currently, we have four New Holland CR9070s, three CR9060s, and two 9040s. If you're looking for something not quite so new, come check out the three CR960s. You'll also find a number of TRs on the lot. These machines are local trades, and we know their history. And besides that, we're ready to deal. And don't forget, we've also taken the steps to get you the best financing terms. So call today, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Gary Berg, age 57 of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Scripture services for Gary Berg will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Jack Manns, age 88 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jack Manns will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. The Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.